The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. America, the greatest nation on this planet, one nation under God. It is September 8th, Saturday, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out on our website, it is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, one of my new friends out there in Florida and Michigan, please go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977, punch it into your phone. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves according to the Constitution and the Bible, the mind of Christ and our forefathers. Our forefathers being that the mind of Christ. So again, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Well, you just kind of get around to coming in here and being a part of the radio show whenever you feel like it, don't you?
I had to print out my note cards for the show today.
Yeah. And, what if I had to?
Because my brains are in my
cards. I'd be 5 minutes late once I missed your other guy.
That's why I can always depend on you, sir.
That's true.
Like the rock of Gibraltar.
But Jesus said, take my yoke upon you.
That's right.
Right?
Does that mean I have to bear a yoke too?
My burden is easy. What's that?
I thought only the preacher bears the yoke.
Well, he does, but you're called to be a king and a priest in his sight as well. So anyways.
There's a burden to the layperson. Folks, we want to thank our new station, WTIS, 1110 AM in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's great to be a part. We were actually just on Pete O'Shea's show a couple days ago. Thank you very much, Pete, and to all the crowd down there. Hey,
dude, I shared with everybody on the radio yesterday how kind that was that Pete took the time to introduce us to his listening audience.
Very much.
Yeah, very cool.
And we are going to be coming down there again shortly, so keep in tune for when we get back down to the Tampa-St. Pete area. We're also going to
keep
be traveling.
Keep in tune for when we get
back to the Tampa St. Pete area.
And this guy's a constitutionalist.
My light is getting dimmer.
We also want to thank those listening to us in WPNW 1260 AM, The Pledge in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We also want to tell you guys thank you very much, too. We're picking us up. We are in 53 countries across this large, large planet that God created.
Lots of water.
Yeah, lots of people.
And folks, we are
great responsibility.
Also going to be soon in Michigan area, and you're going to hear us again on the station, so you want to keep in tune with that. See it live, listen to us on the radio, but this is Do Radio. We are doing. We are out there in the midst of people in darkness, shedding light. That is our job.
To the new listeners, we've done over 336 high schools in 22 different states, colleges, prisons, arenas, festivals. We also have a band called JunkyardProfit.com, JunkyardProfit, PROPHET.com. We have four videos out there ranked number three in the United States, which isn't number one, but we're working on it. Because we all know that the original Olympics only had first place. There was no second, third, fourth, fifth, so on and so forth. So we're striving to obtain, friends. But aside of that, if you'd like to check out those videos, we're becoming all things to all men to win the more to Christ. That is a tool that we've used in every outlet that we've, well, for the most part, spoken at to, or spoken to. And with that, again, 444 million potentials have seen and heard the man Junkyard Prophet. And again, it's just a tool to win the younger generation. As we shared at the RNC last week in Tampa Bay, or actually in Tampa, Florida, I was on the radio on seven different radio stations that day, sharing with the people, the conservatives, the Republicans, the Christians, and the patriots that haven't quite yet gotten as to why Obama is winning the day, at least in 2008 he did, because he reached out into a demographic of 18 to 31 years old, and he captured 68% of the vote because he was going to the right people. If you look in history, friends, you'll see Hitler did the same things, Mao Zedong did the same things, and we got the older generations who are about five decades in the gap between the older and the younger generation that are still trying to figure out what's going on. We have to reach the next generation, friends. I'm talking about the 18 to 31 years old, because if we don't, what's going to happen is they're going to curse the older generation, and that's exactly what you're seeing today, especially in government. You're seeing a bunch of burnt hippies that thought it was okay to do what you want, how you want, when you want, and where you want. Well, now they're in government, and what we need to do is we need to stand up to these American people as one nation under God, on our constitutional republic, and demand that those that serve us in this government, they derive their just rights from the consent of the governed, friends. Don't sit there and complain about what you tolerate. It's time that we stand up and bring forth justice to those that are supposed to be serving the people in this country. And it's time to glean the fields of government throughout our country and our institutions and to reestablish the righteous, which should be there in the first place. And that's up to the American people to replace and to restore our republic. Not to sit there and tolerate and wait for another change of tyrants and rulers to remove the old and... You get the point.
Mm-hmm. You know, and folks, that brings up when you're talking about this.
I can gab about this all day, but I don't want to. I want to talk about this assembly.
Definitely. And really quick, folks, if you want to get more familiar with who we are at the Facebook Sons of Liberty, we just got back from the RNC convention, also a trip in Southern California. If you got a Tea Party group out there and you need some motivation, folks, Bradley did a great job down in Southern California. There was multiple groups that we spoke to. All the pictures are on there. But to the next point, we're going to be in Michigan next week. There's a station in Grand Rapids, which we're actually going to be on shortly. And the gentleman who does the show, he's 60 years old, and he said, thank you so much for doing that. And I said, what? And he said, reaching the next generation. While we were at RNC, Obama was touring colleges.
Yep, Iowa, said, Virginia, and Colorado.
Right. And he said, it's taken me a long time to get onto it. I'm on the right page now, but I'm 60. Thank you for reaching that next generation.
Well, I don't think really people need to say thank you with their lip service. I think they need to stand up and get behind those that are reaching the next generation.
Exactly. And
we're responding to what the veterans gave unto us.
That's right, responding.
Why someone's thanking us, I don't know. They're your kids. You got to be a part of your own country, friends. 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, Carrie, why don't we just go with the flow here? I can share this assembly when we get around to it. Maybe we can do it next week. Why don't you pull up those audios from yesterday? Because I thought they were outstanding. Folks, Matthew 10:33 states, "But whosoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father which is in heaven." Are you a believer? Are you a Christian? And I'm not asking if you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. By the way, I'm a Christocrat. I'm asking if you believe in God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the living, not the God of the dead, the great I am. Because if so, here's something to seriously consider in the voting booth on November 6th. In its official 2012 version, the Democratic Party finally scrubbed all recognition of God from its party platform. Duh. Obviously, this was intentional. It was by design. And no one should have been surprised because it was a long time coming. That is, you probably didn't see it, but if you're reading your Bible and your Constitution, you knew when these things were beginning to happen because you could see the apple didn't fall too far from the tree. In just the last decade or so, extremist elements within the Democratic establishment have lodged a successful secular socialist coup. The alarming consequences of this progressive triumph have become manifest throughout the pages of the DNC's 2012 platform. They were also on display at the recent Democratic convention in North Carolina. Slippery was the slope into the Democrats' anti-atheist. In 2004, there were even seven mentions of God in the platform. In 2008, there was but one. And in 2012, none, zip, zero, nada, godless. Of course, that is until some in leadership realized the political fallout was reaching, well, biblical proportions. And on Wednesday, in a highly contentious and unprecedented move, the DNC held a special session where, to a volley of the stadium-shaking boos, Democratic leaders narrowly passed a resolution to put God back in the platform. Let me go ahead and play that for you really quick.
Here to attest and affirm that our faith and belief in God is central to the American story and informs the values we've expressed in our party's platform. In addition, President Obama recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and our party's platform should as well. Mr. Chairman, I have submitted my amendment in writing, and I believe it is being projected on the screen for the delegates to see. I move adoption of the amendment as submitted and shown to the delegates.
A motion has been...
Now, friends, you have to keep in mind, this isn't what took place the day preceding that day. That audio that you just heard. That was the day after America found out what they were doing. But to our new listeners, I just want to remind you, to the right, there wouldn't be a left if you were doing the right thing all the time. This is how the enemy of your country divides and conquers. He breaks them up into parties. The right and the left. As if to say, friends, that there's two different constitutions, not just one. As if to say, when the Republicans are in power, they can break the law. They can do what they want. As if to say, when the Democratic Party's in power, they can do whatever they want. Nay. Nay, friends. That's illegal. They don't have the right. Neither side has the right to break the law. The laws of our republic. Read the Mayflower Compact. Read the Declaration of Independence. We derive our rights from God, our Creator, not privileges from each party. As to how they decide they want to run the country that they didn't give us. We don't have privileges, friends. We have rights given unto us by our Creator. And we agree with what God says with His yes and His no's as to the fact and due to the fact that He's the one that gave us the freedoms and the rights that He's given unto us. When you fall for the fact that someone's going to set you at war with God and decide how things are going to go, you have a state of tyranny, friends. Nothing short of what our forefathers dealt with when dealing with a tyrant named King George back in 1774 and proceeding. That's what our Declaration of Independence is, the separation. They were on 56 signers, which, by the way, 25 had seminary degrees. 56 signers agreed with God and called upon God to establish freedom and liberty in their land through His laws, His judgments, and His statutes, not according to man's opinions. And let me remind you something, friends. It's okay for us to have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles. The right and the left don't have the same principles. And by the way, how often do you hear when they sit there and debate away the pith and marrow of your God-given rights, America, do you hear either side invoke the Constitution of the United States? How often? You talk to the left, they sit there and if they have to acknowledge the Constitution, they say it was given unto us by a bunch of old men over 100 years ago. Sorry. You might want to do your homework there, bro. That's rewritten history. And then you might want to ask the right. They just talk all their Herodian garbage. Their Herodian confusion. And Jesus said, beware of the leaving of the Herod's government and beware of the leaving of the church. The Pharisees. That's what's going on in the DNC last week. They were busted for what they did. It was made clear to the American people as to what was going on. You're dealing with a bunch of criminals, friends. There's nothing short of that. When someone breaks the law, they're called criminals. What, do those in government have a special right given unto them by others in government to go ahead and break the law whenever they want to without consequence? That's tyranny. That's despotism. That's lawlessness. That's criminal. And for all you Christians out there, sin is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. All you patriots out there, you need to understand the definition of what your name means. It means to uphold dying laws. Let me ask you the question, how many hundreds of thousands of men and women bled the battlefield red with their blood to ratify the Constitution that most of you patriots out there don't even know? Shame upon you if that's where you're at. How many men and women, uncles and aunts, dads and moms, cousins perhaps, served in foreign wars for your country, in your family? And you don't even know the Constitution. You know how many times we run into people, friends, in high schools and on the road? We take the time to tell the veterans, thank you very much for what you did for me. If it wasn't for guys like you, I wouldn't be here in the first place. You know how many times we hear from them veterans that you're the first person to ever tell me thank you? Man, I love the freedoms that you fought to give me, sir, in the natural. I love the freedom and the liberty that you gave me, Father God, through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I would do nothing. Nothing ever, now or never, by the grace of God, to desecrate the memory of what they've done for me. You have a left and a right in this country, friends, because you don't know the documents given unto you through much bloodshed through your forefathers. And yet before our military, our veterans serve our country, they swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Doing 336 high schools in this country, I've seen about 80 hands go up throughout the country out of hundreds of thousands of students in this country that don't even know the Constitution of the United States. What's the problem? And everybody's complaining about Obama? But Obama's got enough sense to go to the right people, the 18 to 31 years old? Well, no wonder he's going to the ones that are 18 to 31 years old, friends. 700,000 students that come out of public schools can't even read their they can't even read their diplomas. Why is Obama laying for them? Because they've been stupefied. This is outside of what this is not foreign to what any dictator does, friends. Dummy down the next five generations and then we'll lay for them. We'll teach them to go ahead and do whatever they want to do. We'll teach them through Hollywood. We'll teach them through television to break God's Ten Commandments. We'll teach them to violate conscience, which means with knowledge. We'll enslave them, and then we'll come in with all the answers. I was sharing yesterday on the radio, isn't it interesting? If someone can call my radio program right now, you have 53 countries that will listen to your voice. Please call me right now and tell me where it's government's job to create jobs. 1-877-807-9977. I want you to show me in the Constitution where it's government's job to create jobs for you. Because, friends, you need to keep in mind that if they can give you everything, just like Truman said, just like Ford said, well, if a government can give you everything, they can take everything away from you as well. Your rights are not derived from your government. Our government is only an extension of who we allow them to be. And it's the church's job to be the moral compass of society, friends. And the church has failed their duty. Now it's time for you to rise up and quit complaining like Eleazar and grab the sword of the Lord by the Spirit, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And stand up and let's see together, friends, networking the righteous throughout the land. Let's see what God won't do for us like he did for all the patriots in the Bible.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I am sorry. I just was handed a glass of water and then just asked if I needed a cough drop. I said, no, I need a new esophagus. Ooh. Can you ask the Lord for one of those? Because I need one. I'm losing my voice really bad. Been praying this morning. Been praying it up. You know, most people talk about raising hell. We're lower in heaven in Jesus' name. Damn. Amen?
Bring it down.
Right before the break, I was talking about who government is and what their purpose is and how they're an extension of what we allow them to be. And yet you have 312 million people complaining about an administration, 545 people. You're complaining about less than 1.7% of the population that is attempting to overthrow your republic. How does that make sense? Well, you know what you need to do is you need to shut the television off, friends.
Oh.
I mean.
You mean you can't watch TV?
Well, you can watch TV, but my Bible tells me to come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you. You will be my sons and my daughters. That's what my Bible tells me. I don't know what your Bible tells me. King David said he would set no wicked thing before his eyes. Tell me what on television is edification in the godly sense, and let me ask you, or even a patriotic sense. They're one and the same, John. They're one and the same. Friends? The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the path of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interpretation, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They control me and they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness and anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. That's the modern day version of Psalm 23. What's the problem?
Yeah. Why isn't anything changing?
Folks, I asked you on the last segment. 1-877-807-9977. We are waiting for the specific phone call that can tell me where it's government's job to create jobs. Come on. Waiting for the... This is all you're hearing from all the networks. And by the way, Fox is just as guilty. Hey, friends, if you think Fox is right on, conservative means preservative. That's rooted in Christ, who said that we are to be the salt and the light. Preservative, what are they preserving? It's not what they say that bothers me so much, friends. It's what they don't say that bothers me. Don't think for 1 minute that they're your friends, folks, because they are not. You might want to look at who owns Fox before you start putting your trust into Fox. Are there good guys on there? Yeah, there's good guys on there, but my goodness, friends, let's stick to our documents. Let's stick to the foundations of who we are. It was William Woodrow Wilson that said, you don't know where you're going to if you don't know where you came from. And this is what the problem is in public schools. And I'm probably the majority of my listeners right now don't even know where they came from. There lies the problem. Study the past, our forefathers told us. Study the past. So history does not repeat itself. History is repeating itself, friends. Back to the DNC. I just shared a piece with you. Well, they're pretty much trying to dig themselves out of the hole that they dug the day prior. Let me play the next piece to that after they basically interjected God and acknowledged that Israel or Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Really?
You think?
Well, you know, I think if Obama said, then it must be so.
Or could it be because he never acknowledged
that publicly? And wait, isn't this the guy that said that we were no longer a Christian nation? And he said, you might say, we're a Muslim nation. He said it. I didn't. Well, he's celebrating Ramadan in the White House.
Ooh.
Shunning the church. 86% of the American people claim their Christianity? Man, if I could just see 5% of that, man, I'm telling you what, we could shake, rattle, and roll.
Shake it.
In Jesus' name.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's play the second piece of this. Listen to what took place at the DNC, friends. This is the second day. This is right after the supposed hireling, who called himself a pastor, is trying to help the DNC dig themselves out of the hole that they themselves just dug. Now listen to what happens the second day. Listen carefully. And by the way, keep in mind, Boehner just did this to the Ron Paulers 2 weeks prior. 2 weeks prior, Boehner did the exact same thing to the Ron Paulers. It's all scripted. It's all teleprompt. Okay? Go ahead and check this out.
Admitted and shown to the delegates.
A motion has been made. Is there a second? Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, the matter requires a two-thirds vote in the affirmative. All those delegates in favor, say aye. All those delegates opposed, say no.
He's trying to lead them to say no, friends. You can hear him trying to lead them to say no. In other words, he's saying, let's get this out of the way and go on, friends. We don't want to expose our squeaky wheel here too much. Okay? That's the first vote. It's still in the nays rather than the affirmative. He's saying we need two-thirds to say yay. And he's trying to lead them to do what he's leading them to do. And it's not working. This is the second vote. Listen carefully at the DNC.
In the opinion of the... Let me do that again. All of those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no.
He's trying to lead them to say yes at the DNC, friends. He's trying to lead them to say yes, but they're not obeying him. They're not following his lead here. Go for it again. Here's the third time.
I guess.
And then you've got to let them do what they're going to do.
I'll do that one more time.
You're not
all those delegates in favor say aye.
He's saying you're not working with me, DNC.
All those delegates opposed say no. In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds have voted in the affirmative. The motion is adopted.
Listen, folks.
And the platform has been amended as shown on the screen.
In other words, we didn't just listen to you. We're just covering our backsides right now. And let me remind you, this was the DNC because they were busted publicly for rejecting God. You know them by their fruits, friends. Again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. These are the people that are promoting murder in the womb. And God said, thou shalt not kill, Exodus 20. God said in Proverbs 6:17, he hates hands that shed innocent blood. And let me say this, a little common sense. Protect the babies in the womb, yeah? There's 40 states right now ratifying laws, legislating laws to shut down Planned Parenthood. Because the younger generation realizes that 55 million of their brothers and sisters are missing in action. That's the equivalent to 18 states, friends. And these are the people that are advocating murder in the womb. These are the people that are advocating homosexual marriage. God said it's an abomination. Through and through. Sodom and Gomorrah was set as an example for them that should afterward live ungodly. Read Romans 1:24, 1 Timothy 1:9. Jesus said, you leave your father and your mother. We all have fathers and mothers. You leave your father and your mother and you cleave yourself unto your wife. Your wife is a woman. Less than 1.7% of the population is at war with you, America, and you're complaining about the leaving in the lump. What was so funny? What was funny about that? I'm just curious. These are the people that are trying to infiltrate public schools to queerify the elementary through Obama's Kevin Jennings. Don't forget that. Kevin Jennings' icon was Harry Hay, NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association. Their motto in gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. Jerry Sandusky's. And then the Dan Savages of the world, who Obama personally handpicked, goes over into Oregon about 4 months ago. Browbeating a bunch of high school students, calling them a bunch of pansy blanks because they don't agree with the homosexual lifestyle, while MTV is promulgating their message. And for all those that think there's nothing wrong with homosexual marriage, you might want to look over into Canada, friends, because the first thing they do is start to silence the church and anybody that opposes them by setting up human rights commissions to silence all opposition. And guess what they aim for, friends? The kids in public schools. This is nothing new. Now you understand why God called it an abomination? These are the people that are advocating homosexual marriage. Never in the history of mankind. Never. Apparently you guys don't understand that Obama and his administration have implemented over 226 homosexuals and transvestites into government positions, including Alina Kagan and the Supreme Court, who queerified the elementary. Folks, you're in trouble. I'm sorry. What did I say? Oh, I'm sorry. Harvard. Harvard. She queerified Harvard. These are the people that like to smack you in the face, friends. These Democrats, they like to smack you in the face, pull your hair, and then cry victim. It's called totalitarianism. The only reason they did what you just heard on that audio is because the American people at large seen what they just did. And they knew right then and there they were in trouble. These are the people that are trying to eradicate Christian crosses over your dead soldiers, your sons and your daughters. These are the people that you're playing games with because you think, oh, it's just going to go no further than what they say. No, they're doing, friends. Let me give you a little hope. And a little encouragement here, less than 3% of the population in the United States was used to establish the United States of America under God through 56 signers. By the way, 25 of them had their seminary degrees. Wasn't it Thomas Jefferson that rightly said that the Bible is the cornerstone of our liberties? Yes, it is. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley, we want to commend you for doing a wonderful job. We need 150 more of you. I love how fearlessly he's getting out there, and that's exactly what this country needs.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Oh, I know. I got you. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Still, folks, we're not going to take any phone calls except the person that can call me and tell me that it's the government's job. Show me in the Constitution where it's the government's job to create jobs. Jake, go ahead and kick out that DNC allegory. I don't even know if it's an allegory. Maybe it's a metaphor, but maybe it's not a metaphor. Oh, I know. What's the word? With the manifesto, what's the word? Satire.
Satire.
Satire, that's right. I don't know.
I think every one of you need to ask yourself, would this surprise you if this was the DNC platform? At 4 p.m., they open with a flag-burning ceremony.
Literally at the RNC, there was a flag-stomping ceremony at the RNC. By the way, we've seen absolutely no protest at the RNC. Zero, zilch, nada. The state-run media told you otherwise, only to divert you off of what really mattered, friends. Go ahead.
Like they told you about the big storm, too. Right?
Yeah, that was great.
At 4:05, the singing of God Damn America, led by Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
Literally.
4:10, the Pledge of Allegiance to Obama. Not by Obama, to Obama.
And that's not a joke neither, folks. There's actually kids that pledge allegiance to Obama in your country.
Yep.
And, of course, they don't want you to see that quite yet.
Mm-hmm. That's a little too radical.
Yeah. And, by the way, go back in history, friends. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Yeah. I'm not trying to freak anybody out. You need to study history, friends.
You know, that's the thing, is radicals think that they can tame other radicals, like we saw with the vote, right? Well, guys, we're getting a little too radical by denying Jerusalem's the capital of Israel. We're getting a little too radical by eliminating God out of the platform.
Yeah, it's called Obama's Youth Brigade.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
You can't control radicals. They are radical. They're lawless.
Yeah.
So I get a kick out of it when lawless people think they can control other lawless people.
Interesting point, Jake. Obama's Youth Brigade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving power to this tyrannical administration. I'm not giving power to it at all. I'm dismantling him by showing the American people you have the law on your side.
Like the Wizard of Oz.
He has an Obama Youth Brigade. It didn't say anything about Obama's old man or old woman brigade did it. In Scripture, you will find nowhere. In Scripture, friends, you will find nowhere. Nowhere will you find in Scripture a young man falling into sin. Nowhere. So what do you think of them apples? Go on.
415, the ceremonial I Hate America, led by Michelle Obama. 430.
What she did say at a ceremony.
All this over a flag. All this over
flag
or something.
That's right. 911 memorial.
4:30 p.m., tips on dodging sniper fire by Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, isn't that cute?
4:45 p.m., a rap duet, Whitney is a Racist, sung by Louis Farrakhan and Sheila Jackson.
What you'll find out, folks, is those that cry, you're killers, are the ones that are actually the killers. Those that cry, you're the haters, are actually the ones doing the hating. Mm-hmm. And you'll find real, folks, it's not hard to see. I have a black guitar player. I get all of this game. I was raised in North Minneapolis. I was raised with Hispanics, blacks, purple people, okay? We were all together. Hey, we all bleed the same color, friends, okay? The point is this, is that when you talk about, what were you just sharing, Jake?
About Whitney as a racist?
Yeah, yeah.
By Louis
You'll find out those that are decrying racism are actually the racists. For example, you have something called Southern Poverty Law Center that basically they call anybody that doesn't agree with them haters. Mm-hmm. You'll find that the Southern Poverty Law Center actually used to defend the KKK, and you'll also find out the Democratic Party, friends, the KKK was an extension of the Democratic Party. It was an arm of that party. But what are they doing? They're calling you the racist when they're the ones that are actually being the racist. Mm-hmm. So go for it.
Yep. You know, Okay, so we got Pelosi at 5:15. She presents a speech on ethics in politics.
Wow. Ethics.
5:45. I wonder what kind of ethics she's got.
Who's that, Jake?
It's Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The word is... it's just beautiful. You know we actually called Nancy Pelosi's office from here on live radio, friends, trying to get her on the radio to tell us what the word says, which I guarantee you she knows not.
What word? Oh, yeah, the word.
Oh, the Bible. Word. Oh, the Bible. We would sit there and listen to her for 10 minutes, talk about, isn't the Bible great? Isn't the Bible... No, is that what's working for you right now?
My Catholic faith tells me abortion is right.
Didn't that dictator, Benito Mussolini, do the same thing? And he was an atheist, he said. And isn't he also, and by the way, his buddy, Adolf Hitler, God with us on the belts of the soldiers, telling the people that he was a Christian, hanging out with the Catholics and the priests, only to deceive the people?
Mm-hmm. And then when they're youth in the youth parties, in the youth groups of the church, because you got to look at Benito Mussolini, he was in Italy. There's this little city called Rome in Italy, and Rome has the Catholic Church. So what do? They got to put on their Catholic coat.
So you're telling me...
We're actually going to get to that Catholic guy.
You're telling me right now, Jake, we have an... Who's this? Hillary Clinton?
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi on the doctrines of morality and social manners.
Ethics and politics, yeah.
Wow.
That's part of this whole satire. But it wouldn't surprise any of you listening.
Yeah, and she was the one that was congratulating a guy named Keith Ellison, the first Muslim.
Oh, he's so wonderful,
put his hand on the Quran.
You know, my Catholic faith tells me to embrace Muslims, too. Yeah.
Right, right. Love everybody, no matter what. Well, you know what? There's going to be a lot
Except for Christians and conservatives.
That's right.
Well,
there's going to be a lot of people in hell that Jesus loved, friends, and they made their choice, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Go
love
for it.
Demonstration. At 5:45, after Miss Pelosi brings everybody to tears through her ethics and politics, we have a tribute to all 57 states.
No, I want people to understand we're not being facetious. Oh, do you got that? Obama's saying 57 states? Come on.
You know, he's been
touring.
That guy's been
our producer, folks. She's a little slow on the uptake. You need another glass of coffee. Come on. All right. Okay, listen to this, folks. This is right out of the horse's mouth. Go for it.
Because, you know, it is just wonderful to be back in Oregon, and over the last 15 months, we've traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
No, they're all laughing at him. Folks, he was dead serious.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, he's one of us.
You got one left to
go. Yeah. Go ahead.
At 6 p.m., a marriage ceremony for 300 gay couples.
Which there is no such thing.
No.
Yeah. And we see what happens to countries that do.
Yep.
Yeah,
look to Canada. We got a great video on that.
Downhill
folks.
Spiral real quick, friends. Oh, you want to dare the justice of God?
Yep.
That's how you do it.
All right, bring that up. We've got a great video on that. We'll post it on our Facebook on the Sons of Liberty. Go to Facebook. It was actually censored by YouTube because of how effective it was, but enough people spoke up and, you know, lo and behold, they put it back on there.
1-877-807-9977. I'm waiting for the Christian brother to tell me how Jesus loves everybody. Yes, he does. He died for everybody. And everybody that's born out of the womb, we're born sinners, and we have to make a choice, don't we? Deuteronomy 30:19 says what? I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life. Let me go over to Romans 6 for you real quick, friends. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But we know that you have obeyed that form of doctrine that's been delivered unto you. Oh, so it's obedience. That's exactly right.
That's how we show our
love. But wait a second, Jake. They were born that way. Really? Yeah. So when a man born, he's a born sinner and he likes to steal, then he's exempt from thou shalt not steal.
Yeah.
Or what about the man that likes to kill, Jake?
Well, he was born that way.
Totally. I mean, we just got to accept the fact that he was born that way.
Yeah, don't
start
judging.
And if he wants to kill, there's no consequence.
No, you can't judge that.
Well,
I mean, come on.
What about those that want to commit adultery?
God's the judge. We're not the judge.
Totally. I mean, thou shalt not judge.
Right. I mean, it says it in the Bible somewhere, too. I know it does.
My Bible teaches me nothing but the law, judgments, commandments, statutes, and ordinances. And I thought the New Testament, Jake, said that he that hath my commandments... is he that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. And Scripture says also, it says, to the contrary, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Yet let me go to the other side of that again and bring a positive. The Bible says that the keeping of the commandments are not grievous.
No.
And wasn't it Jesus that said, I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love? Thank you. Is that why Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another? And if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Whoa, now we're talking about what Scripture really says. Is that why homosexuality was against the law in every state up until 1961? And it was considered a mental illness because everybody was still obeying common law? Which is based on the Mosaic Institution in the country? You better bet your bottom dollar. You got it. Justin, is this guy going to tell me how the government produces jobs?
Let's see what he's
Justin,
got.
Justin, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, yeah. I was just going to say that as they started our country, people were flocking to America because they wanted to have the opportunity to work. It's not now because now our unemployment rate is through the roof.
Right.
So the government's not creating jobs, they're destroying jobs.
Well, let me ask you a question. You're exactly right, Justin. Let me also ask you, who is bringing $5 trillion deficit on this country? Not excluding any president prior to Obama. Why is this country in debt? Is it because of the people or is it because of the politicians that they've allowed to steal from the constituents? See, you have a more. Thank you. This isn't what I was looking for. Thank you for your call, Justin. Thank you very much, my friend. 1-877-807-9977. We're going to come back with hour two. Folks, give me a call. Tell me where it's government's job to produce jobs. And the other thing I want to say is this. Friends, this is the other thing that I wanted to say. Okay? You have a moral problem, not an economic problem. The economic is secondary to the moral problem.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.